U.S. Department of Agriculture publishes a map of all the food deserts in the country. If you zoom in on Wisconsin and keep zooming in on Racine, you'll see that almost all of downtown Racine is a food desert.
A food desert is classified as a place where access to healthy, fresh, and affordable food is limited. And in this particular case, the USDA considers a food desert to be where a significant share of the residents are more than a mile from the supermarket in an urban area.
During the summer's months, farmers markets, community gardens can help fill in the gaps in the availability of fresh produce. But now that the seasons have changed, fresh food is harder to come by.
Dottie K. Bowersox is with us to talk about the challenges of food deserts. She's the public health administrator for the City of Racine Health Department. Dottie K., welcome to Central Time.
Oh, well, thank you.
So tell us, where can you find fresh produce in downtown Racine? How difficult is it?
It's difficult. In order to find the fresh produce, you're going to have to travel to one of the major grocery stores outside the confines of the city limit. There are some of the smaller convenience stores that have a limited amount, but you're going to be paying a premium price for those products.
So can you paint a picture for what has led to this? Why in the heart of a city such as Racine, there isn't a grocery store?
Well, we have one small grocery store on the very edge of the downtown area, which services the entire area, thus being the food desert. At the same point, access is a huge issue. I mean, when you're looking at the larger retailers and looking at the smaller retailers, the larger retailers need space. The city of Racine, as many cities throughout the country, is landlocked, meaning that we have a premium on our space. So for the store, for the parking lot, we don't have a lot of area in which they can encompass. And therefore, they're not coming to this area. It makes it difficult, too, for the larger venues. They've got distribution. They've got more stores. They can get cheaper prices versus some of the smaller venues in which the prices are going to be increased.
Mm-hmm. So what is the access to transportation like for those who might be living closer to that downtown area?
Yeah, it's going to be limited. If you don't have a car, if you're impoverished and you don't have a car, it's very difficult to get to a grocery store. I mean, you're going to be walking, which it's not going to be a short walk, which, everybody should get 30 minutes of exercise every day. At the same point, as you're walking several miles to the grocery store, you've got your bags, you might have your children, you've got to get there and back. And it's not going to be a short walk. You're going to have a vehicle in which you're going to have the expenses, obviously, that go along with the maintaining of the vehicle, or you're going to have family and friends in which you can go together and go back and forth and depend on them to provide the transportation. We do have a public bus system, but then you're going to have to be very good about scheduling. Mm-hmm. So, if you miss it, you're going to wait another hour. If you get there too soon, you're going to be standing out in the cold. We don't have a lot of our stops that have shelters. And so, again, you're going to be standing out in the Wisconsin wind.
In the summer, is it easier to get food? Is there a downtown farmers market, for instance?
Oh, yeah, excellent. Yes, we have a downtown farmers market, and we also have a network of urban gardeners. And if any of them are listening today, I commend every single one of them for their efforts. The city facilitates property and land in the city for them, and they have the opportunity to have a garden area in which they can grow produce. Obviously, they have to plant and they have to maintain, but it's a collaborative that has worked very well here.
So given that, you've got urban gardeners, you've got a farmer's market, what can be done, and I guess not just in Racine, but perhaps in other cities who see similar challenges, what can be done to prepare and to store the harvest from the summer and keep it available over the winter in winter farmer's markets?
Yeah, well, for individuals, they can get information, obviously, online, and they can get information through the Extension Center, the Extension Bureau, for how to can, how to freeze, how to maintain. But individuals also need to have an understanding and education on how to do that and an awareness about the fresh produce and how valuable it is to their health and well-being.
I'm wondering what health consequences are there to a community that might be living in a food desert. Are you aware?
Yeah, well, they're varied. There's a lot of research statistical information about that, some of it contradictory. But at the same point, if you're looking at the smaller convenience stores, on many of them, when you walk in, the first thing you see are the liquor options. Then you see the cigarettes. Then you see the lotto. And then you've got the entertainment or the amusement, gambling machines. And all of that is surrounded by processed foods. Within that processed food, we're talking about high calories, we're talking sugars, salt, fat, any sort of artificial ingredient that you possibly could probably, try to come up with. And then within that, you might have some area where you've got a limited amount of fresh produce. So it's very difficult, when you don't have transportation, when you are impoverished, to be able to get out of that cycle of looking at those processed foods and thinking that's a good option for you. And it's not only the potato chips and those type of snack foods, but we're talking, the meat, we're talking any of the TV dinners, anything along those lines that aren't fresh.
As the health coordinator for the city of Racine, are you seeing poor health outcomes in Racine?
Yes. The city of Racine, a lot of our statistical information is not good on our health. Our rankings in the state of Wisconsin is not high, and we do have a high level of obesity in the city. At the same point, part of that has to do with eating and part of that has to do with exercise.
Mm-hmm. Are leaders in the community aware of the limited access to healthy food? And if so, what are they doing about it?
Yeah, I'm confident that, we're all aware that in order to get to a grocery store, we have to get in our cars or we walk or take a bus to go to that destination. So that I am confident. The other venue, as I already mentioned, is with the property for the urban gardens. We're also looking at changing our ordinance and allowing urban chickens at this point. we've got several months in that process, but if individuals would like to engage, that'll be an opportunity for fresh eggs for their families. And also, I'm positive if a retailer wants to come and have discussion about being located in the city, I am confident we would enjoy that discussion with them.
When it comes to public health initiatives to improve health and diet, without access to healthy food, are messages lost? Are you kind of starting from the ground up?
The city of Racine, along with many communities, I would say yes. It's we're looking at, if we're looking at poverty levels and poverty guidelines, for this year, for 2014, a family of four to be considered impoverished, their annual income is a little bit under $24,000 annually for four, which is about $2,000 a month. Stats show that about 10% of your annual income should go to food, which is about $200 a month for a family of four. So, if you're taking a look at options for food, you're also going to be looking at how much money you have to spend. Now, there are subsidized programs, the SNAP program, the WIC program. If you meet all the eligibility factors, that might be another $200 that you could add to the coffers on a monthly basis. But again, for a family of four, for $100 a month, and $100 doesn't go far. So you're really going to be looking at foods that, you can get in bigger quantities, that you can get a cheaper price. And milk would be one of the prime examples. In some areas, it's almost $4 a gallon, which if you're taking a look at a carbonated beverage, you can get a big bottle of that for like $1. And it's the same sort of thing with all other food products. You're really going to be trying to make that $100 for that family of four go just as far as possible every single month. And it can be a very daunting adventure.
Real briefly, what lessons are you trying to take away from other cities that are facing similar situations?
Collaboration would be the biggest thing, really innovation, taking a look at how you can use your existing resources to really modify them and expand them, which, again, the chickens, the urban gardens would be fine examples of that. Having more people engaged, getting the word out, having them understand what a real benefit this can be, and again, that's done through awareness and education and then those efforts.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's been a sincere pleasure.
We've been speaking with Dottie K. Bowersox. She's Public Health Administrator for the City of Racine.